Praise the Lord. So you are going to translate?
Well, the most of them, they are listen very well English, as I heard.
All right. Well, I don't want anybody to miss anything. So praise God. If you haven't seen me before, my name is Brother Bert. I used to live in the United States.
American.
And for the last 5 years, I've been in transit. My wife, Nancy, is my faithful traveling companion. And my fellow soldier. And I want to tell you, there is nobody that I would want more in the foxhole with me in a firefight than her. Praise the Lord. Do you have something you want to say? In the time frame they give us, I'll give you 3 minutes.
Well, praise the Lord. Is it possible for a woman to say something in just 3 minutes? No comments.
Anything and everything is possible with God.
You know, the one thing I just would like to say is that we are so blessed to be here. And, you know, God is so faithful. And He's trying to get us to understand that in Him, all things are possible. And, you know, the world has a lot of things they say is going to make our lives better. But this is the best. So I would encourage you never to be tempted to drift away from God. Because you're young and you have much before you. But God says that He has more for us than we can ever comprehend. God bless. What was that? 2.5?
You did very good.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. I want to share with you tonight kind of a encapsulated version of the plan or the mystery that God is unfolding to His people in this hour. There was a plan that God had when He made man. And if you believe that God doesn't change His mind, do you think God changes His mind? Well, if you do, you're wrong. And you will have to repent. Because it says God is the same today as He was yesterday, as He will be tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there was a plan that God had in the very beginning. And God has not deviated from that plan. Man, in his concept or his thought or his thinking of God, may have missed it, may have misused it, may have even abused it. But God hasn't changed His direction. God hasn't changed His thought, His intent. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles, how many of you got Bibles? Can you hold them up? Oh my goodness. How many of you are born again? I want to see your hands. How many of you are born again?
ስንቶቻችሁ ናችሁ ዳግም የተወለዳችሁ በጌታ?
And now keep your hands up, keep your hands up. Now if you have a Bible, raise it with your other hand. You know, if I see a half a dozen Bible, maybe a dozen Bibles. My goodness. Now if I ask you, how many of you have cell phones?
mobile kafo yallachu bil.
How many have cell phones?
And then that you know let you begin to mobile yella yella.
Oh, maybe we should find out if God has a cell phone.
Jagger indezza ndai meslen.
Hallelujah. You know the Bible is more important to you than your cell phone.
Kenanta kemobailochachu yilek ziyader lenanta.
And if you can have your cell phone with you all the time, why couldn't you have the word of God with you all the time? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's critical in this hour, brethren. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. And if you had any idea of how much blood was shed and how many people died to give you the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, we would be ashamed. And you know, when it comes to the fact of judgment, and we're all standing before the throne of God, those people who have given their lives for the sake of the Bible, of writing the Bible, hallelujah, because this Bible is not just pen and ink. This Bible is flesh and blood. It's written by the lives of people. God took a human being and used him like a pen to write the word of God. Hallelujah. So we need to know the value of what it is that we have, and we need to know that it is the road map to God. Hallelujah. The stories in the Old Testament are not just historical accounts, but they are allegories. They are parables. They are symbolic living representation of what is in the mind of God. Hallelujah. And you have to know what is in the mind of God, because God wants you to know what's in the mind of God in order for you to accomplish what it was that God wants you to accomplish when you were born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Now remember, you told me that God doesn't change his mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Hallelujah. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Hallelujah.
በመልካችን እንደምሳሌ
So God wanted to create an entity, a being.
የሚኖር ይሄ የሚታይ ግልጽ የሆነ አካል ነው እግዚአብሔር የፈጠረው.
A being that had the capability and the potentiality to be like him.
ይሄ ደግሞ ሕያውነት ያለው.
Hallelujah.
በአካል የሚገለጥ.
Hallelujah.
ማንነትን የሚያንጸባርቅ.
Do you think God has changed his mind?
እግዚአብሔር አሳቡን እንደሚለው.
Hallelujah. So it must be that God is still wanting and still working and still moving in that direction.
እግዚአብሔር በዛው ዘላለማዊ ቅዱ በዛው ዓላማው አሁንም ድረስ እየሰራ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not a matter of getting saved.
መዳናችን መደነማግኝ.
Doing the best thing that you can do.
የተሻለ ነገር ማድረግ.
And at the end of the day, that hope that you can get into heaven.
ስለዚህ በመጨረሻው ዘመን መንግስት.
Hallelujah. That isn't the concept or the thought that is in God's mind.
በእግዚአብሔር አሳብ ዘንድ ያለው ያ ብቻ አይደለም.
Especially
በተለይ
when the Bible tells you that heaven is within you.
መንግስቱ የእግዚአብሔር.
Hallelujah. Why would I want to get into heaven or go to heaven when heaven is in me? Hallelujah.
የምጠብቀው መንግስት ብቻ እዙ ውስጥ መንግስቱ ገብቷል.
The requirement or the thought should be that I need to get heaven out of me.
ለዚህ ማሰብ ያለብን አንድ ቀን ብቻ በሚል
and all around me.
ጸጥ አንጠብቅ.
መንግስቱኛ ውስጥ አላሁ
and heaven should invade my environment
hallelujah
hallelujah it is not a matter of getting from here to heaven
hallelujah
and when God made man he desired to make him in a particular way hallelujah Now I don't have much time. So I'm going to just throw a whole lot out there. And I am talking to students, right? All right. Students are used to studying and digging and finding out the relative truth of what is being spoken. I hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wanted to create an entity in his own image.
እግዚአብሔር መልኩን ምሳሌውን ስንል ማንነቱን ነው በሰው ላይ ያንጸባረቀው ሰው የሱ የክብር መገለጫ
What is the image of God?
እግዚአብሔር መልኩ ምንድነው?
Hallelujah. Has anybody ever seen God that they can describe him?
እግዚአብሔርን እንደዚህ በእኛ ማንነት ገልጠነው እንሞክራለን እንዴ?
Does he have two hands and two feet? Does he have a head? Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus was in the garden, after his resurrection, he looked like a gardener. When the two disciples met him on the road to Emmaus, he looked like a traveler. So he was evidently to change his shape, his form, in whatever way that he wanted to. Hallelujah. So it's not so much a physical thing that God is talking about. Talking about when he talks about image. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If it were image, then God has wings like an eagle. But what the scriptures tells us about God is they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So God is not talking about a physical form. Hallelujah. If God were physical, he could not be here and over there and over there and over there at the same time. So it's not a physical image that God is talking about. Hallelujah. So what is it that God is talking about in his image that is like God and can be like man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God is a triune God? Do you believe in the Trinity of God? God the Father? God the Son? God the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each separate entities, and yet they're all one, moving as one, and related to as one being. Hallelujah. So when God wanted to create an entity like unto himself, he had to create an entity that has three parts. Hallelujah. You are spirit, you are soul, you are body. Can you see your spirit? Can I see your soul? Do I see your body? And I see the manifestation of your soul in your spirit in the complex of how your body moves and has its being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you and I are created in a triune aspect of being. Hallelujah. And Paul went farther when he was talking about this. He said, I would to God I could present you perfect.
Paulus መመለክቱ ላይ የጻፈው
spirit
soul
body hallelujah so you are created in a three dimensional form hallelujah hallelujah now there but God said image is not enough hallelujah I want this thing to be like me. Now, if you go into the Hebrew, get a concordance, look up the word in verse 26 that says likeness. Hallelujah. And it means just what it says. To be the same as. Hallelujah. There is no variation. Hallelujah. There is no difference in the aspect of this thing being like the same as the thing that it's being made after. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God, when He made man, He determined to make a being after His own image, after His own likeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times in the New Testament, Paul relates, as well as other writers of the New Testament, that we are to be perfect even as God is perfect. Hallelujah. Oh, I can hear you thinking that's impossible. We're human beings. Hallelujah. I hear you thinking. You're thinking that it's impossible. Hallelujah. Well, it is impossible if you do not believe God. Because if you believe God, all things become possible. Hallelujah. And especially if it's the intent of God to make you like Him. There's an important principle that the Lord laid down in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 1. When He was creating the things that He created, when He created the fish and the great whales, when He created the beasts of the field, when He created the birds of the air, hallelujah, He said after every time of each one of those creations, let everything bring forth after its own kind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God created man, my question to you is, of what kind was man? And what is it that man had that had the capability that was above and beyond anything else that God created? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the only thing that God created that has the capacity of God in Him. Hallelujah. You're the only thing. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about when you were born in the natural arena. The reason why you had to be born again. Hallelujah. Because God had to change the composition of your being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had to change it. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. When they talk about being born again, you're talking about an insemination of life that goes into the soul, hallelujah, as a seed to produce the embryo that is God. Hallelujah. Why would they say you would have to be born again if that isn't the fact of the matter? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you're born again, you're not just saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The question you should ask, what am I saved from? Hallelujah. If I were to ask you what you were saved from, you would probably tell me you were saved from going to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you missed the point. Hallelujah. You weren't saved to get you out of hell. Hallelujah. You were saved to get God inside of you. Hallelujah. You were saved that God might have the basis on which He might be able, hallelujah, to communicate with you on a heavenly realm, on a heavenly level. Hallelujah. My God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. The devil wants you to believe. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to believe that is hell that you have to be afraid of. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Without you, the devil is finished. Did you hear me? Without you, the devil is finished. He's finished. He can't do anything. He's tied up. He's incarcerated. He's helpless. He's like a whip wash rag. Hallelujah. Because there is something here that you and I need to comprehend. The devil does not have or was not created in the same way, in the same fashion which you were created. Hallelujah. There is a thing that is called darkness. The Bible talks about darkness. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the absence of light when it gets dark out there. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an entity of malignant darkness. Hallelujah. That has within it the latent power of sin and death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's that darkness that the devil needs to manipulate. Hallelujah. It's that darkness that the devil needs at his disposal in order to bring death and desolation and damnation. He needs that darkness. Hallelujah. And you know, God made it somewhat easy for him. Hallelujah. Because it wasn't Adam that gave over the position of creation and the power and the authority of the realm of the earth to the devil. It was God. Hallelujah. Oh boy. It was God. Romans the 8th chapter says that creation was subjected to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, God did not just want to deal with the devil in his rebellion. Hallelujah. God wanted to do something about the darkness that gave the devil the strength to rebel against God. Hallelujah. 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 But the devil couldn't do it. It took a God-like quality or capability. Hallelujah. And that God capability is called the power of creation. Are you following me? Hallelujah. It's the power of creation. The devil cannot create. The devil cannot utilize anything of any value that has within it the ability to create. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have. You have. You have. You have. You have. You have the power of creation inside of you. Because you have, we were made with the potential to be like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when the Bible talks in Genesis chapter 1, he says in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, hallelujah, we can get an idea of what this darkness is if we allow the Bible to interpret it for us. Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, hallelujah, let there be light. Hallelujah! Do you think this is physical darkness? Do you think this is physical light? Huh? John chapter 1, hallelujah, says this is the light. Hallelujah. That shineth into the darkness. And the darkness could not grab hold of it. The darkness could not comprehend it. Could not understand it. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And it says, this is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're not talking about a physical darkness here. We're not talking about a darkness that gets dark at night. We're talking about a spiritual spiritual substance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is that spiritual substance? Hallelujah. Well, if you were a Bible student, if you knew the Word of God, you probably would have went over into Jeremiah, the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. I got to find Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go over into Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now remember, Jeremiah is a prophet. So Jeremiah is not writing out of man's mind. Hallelujah. He's not speaking as a man would speak. Jeremiah is hearing the living voice of God. Hallelujah. And God gives him a lamentation. Hallelujah. And it is so precise. And it's the only place in the Bible. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the 4th chapter. 4 is the number of tribulation, by the way, in God's economy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 4 is the number of tribulation. And so here we go down. Jeremiah is given the word to lament over Jerusalem. In this 4th chapter, they are doing something. They are being bad boys. They're not being obedient. They're not following God. They're following other gods. Hallelujah. And so the prophet, the unction of God comes down on the prophet. Hallelujah. And you know something? The Old Testament prophet was different than the New Testament prophet. Hallelujah. The New Testament prophet, it says that the subject of the voice of the prophet is subject to the voice of to the being of the prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was not that way. It was not that way in the Old Testament. God would come down on a man. Hallelujah. And that man would be forced to talk. Hallelujah. He would be forced to speak the words that God was ministering to the people. Hallelujah. So here we have the prophet and God speaking to the people. 19th verse. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. This is God talking. Hallelujah. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Hallelujah. Destruction upon destruction is cried. Now remember, we're talking about Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not necessarily talking now about Jeremiah prophesying to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. God was using that situation, hallelujah, to explain the situation in the beginning. Hallelujah. When Heliel, the devil, rebelled against God. Hallelujah. Go into Ezekiel. Go into Ezekiel 28. Go into Isaiah 14. Hallelujah. And we read there the account of Heliel. Hallelujah. As he began to rebel against God. Hallelujah. So here we have this man prophesying. And he says, destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment.
ምድርም ሁሉ ተበዝብዛለችና በድንገትም ድንኳኔ በቅጽበትም አይንም መጋረጆቼ አፉ ይላል።
Hallelujah. God doesn't live in tents. God doesn't dwell in a house. Hallelujah. You are the tent of God. You are the tabernacle of God. You are the temple of God. Hallelujah. And so when he talks about the tents being spoiled, he's talking about the heart of man as it turns away from God to the darkness that is within him and around him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, how long shall I see the standard? Verse 21, and hear the sound of the trumpet, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are stottish children. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but no, to do good they have no knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
አላማውን የምመለከት
Hallelujah.
ድምጽ የምሰማ እስከ መቼ ነው? ህዝብ የሰንፈዋልና አላወቁኝ። ሰንፎች ልጆች ናቸውና ማስተዋል የላቸው። ክፉ ነገርን ለማድረግ ብልሃተኞች ናቸው። በጎ ነገርን ማድረግን አያውቁም።
Verse 23.
ቁጥር 23 ላይ
I beheld the earth.
ምድሪቱን አየሁ።
What earth?
ምንድን አየሁ?
What earth? This earth?
የነን ምድር ነው?
Hallelujah. What earth?
ምንድን ያለ?
This earth. This earth. This earth. This earth. Says I beheld the earth.
ሱነው የተናገረ።
Hallelujah. I beheld the earth and lo, it was without form.
ምንድን አየው? እነሆም
ባዶ ነበር። Hallelujah. It was not without. It was without form and it was void and the heavens.
እነሆም ባዶ ነበረች አንዳችም
አልነበረባትም
ሰማያትንም አየሁ ብርሃንም አልነበረባትም
The heavens had no light.
ሰማያትም ብርሃን አልነበረባትም
Hallelujah. We're talking about a malignant darkness.
እሄ በጣም ከባድ የሆነ ነው እዛ የጨለማው
Hallelujah. And you know, God explained it to me this one day. I was talking about to him about this darkness. And I said, how does it work? How does it fashion? How is it manipulated? And he took me out in the spirit and he showed me a large body of water. Very quiet and very calm and very peaceful. He said to me, he says, do you see, he says, what do you see? I see water. It's very calm, it's very peaceful. He said, there is a latent power in the water. Hallelujah. That needs a generator. You run water through a generator. It turns the turbine. Hallelujah. And it produces electricity. Hallelujah. So the power of the light is in the water. Hallelujah. Without the water, the electricity cannot flow. Hallelujah. He says, darkness is in the same manner, except man in his God potential becomes the generator by which it is activated. Hallelujah. 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 So the devil needs you.
ስለዚህ ሰይጣን ይፈልጋቸዋል።
Hallelujah.
አጩ
Without you, the devil is finished. Hallelujah. But the devil wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that he's this big, strong fellow. Hallelujah. That has the muscles all over his body. Hallelujah. That has these hordes of army demons around him. Hallelujah. And he can come down on you, your little male mortal wimpy man. Hallelujah. And beat you into the ground again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is one of the greatest lies that has ever been spoken. Hallelujah. It is one of the greatest deceptions that has ever been said to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were not created to be whipped by the devil. You were created to whip the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah. I've been coming to Africa a long time. Hallelujah. So I have a lot of experience with different parts of Africa. Nigeria, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Kenya, South Africa, Central African Republic, hallelujah, Uganda, the DRC, and the other Congo, hallelujah. I have a lot of experience in their historical, traditional worship and bondage. Hallelujah. And you know, the one people that I have met in my travels who are probably one of the most educated people. In the world that I have ever met. Hallelujah. They have got doctor's degrees. And they have masters on their doctorates, and they have masters on their masters on their masters. Hallelujah. But for all of their education, they have not whipped the devil. All of your education will not give you the necessity or the thing that is needed to whip the familiar spirits that have been handed down from one generation to another generation to another generation, which are now upon you. Hallelujah. And no matter how successful you are, no matter how successful you are, how prosperous you become, how intelligent you are, when the devil calls, you will respond. Hallelujah. Unless you have the reality and the truth that is God inside of you. Hallelujah. 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 We should be studying for master's degree in the Holy Spirit. We should be going after our doctorates in overcoming. Hallelujah. We should be striving to be professors and teaching others how to overcome. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. The darkness around us is sickening. It's becoming so malignant. Am I running out of time, brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you tell me to stop, I'll stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. whether right in the middle of the word, I'll stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to know what it is that God is wanting of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you a little story. Hallelujah. Out of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Hebrews. The 11th chapter. Hallelujah. We call them the heroes of faith. Hallelujah. I don't call them the heroes of faith. I call them faith stepping stones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith stepping stones. Hallelujah. Because you see, they did something in the Spirit. They accomplished something in the Spirit. By the Spirit. That is mine by inheritance. Hallelujah. Because it didn't vanish. It didn't fade away. It didn't dissipate when they died. Hallelujah. The Bible tells me that I am surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. These witnesses, they're part of that company. Hallelujah. 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 And if you don't believe it, you go into Revelation and you read about the angels that weren't angels, they were men. Did you hear me? It's in the Bible in Revelation. Hallelujah. John saw a man in great glory. Glory that he thought was a heavenly entity, a heavenly being. And John fell down to worship it. Hallelujah. The man says, No. Don't worship me. I am a man like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angel man. Hallelujah. He's angel man. Hallelujah. So these are stepping stones. Hallelujah. And it says that they suffered and they were ridiculed, maligned, and killed. Hallelujah. Verse 20. Hallelujah. It says, for they could not endure that which was commanded, and if any so much... No, I don't want to go there. I want to go on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go down. Hallelujah. Verse 26. No, I want the place where it says that they did not accept deliverance for the hope of a better resurrection. Where is it? I wanted to read it.
22.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Well, anyway. Hallelujah. They were stoned. Oh, here it is. I want to go into the 10th chapter, the 11th chapter. I'm in the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. It says that they were stoned, verse 37. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Hallelujah.
ተፈተኑ በመጋዝ ተሰነጠቁ በሰይፍ ተገድለው ሞቱ ሁሉን ያጡ መከራን እየተቀበሉ እየተጨነቁ የበግና የፍየል ሌጦ ለብሰው ዞሩ
ሃሌሉያ
ተገባቸውምና በመድረ በዳና በተራራ በዋሻና በመድር ጉድጓድ ተቀበዘበዙ
And it says here, hallelujah, and these all having attained a good report through faith receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
አቸው ተመስክሮላቸው ሳሉ የተሰጠውን የተስፋ ቃል አላገኙ ያለኛ ፍጹማን እንዳይሆኑ እግዚአብሔር ስለኛ
ሃሌሉያ
በተነገር አስቀድሞ አይቶ ነበርና
They're watching you.
ይመለከት ነበር ማለት ነው እናንተ
ሃሌሉያ Did you hear me?
አንተ ነገር ይመለከት ነበር የሚለው እኛን ነው
All of these things that happened to these people.
ለነኚህ ሰዎች የሆነ ሁሉ ነገር
And it says up in the chapter that they would not receive deliverance for the hope of a better resurrection. Hallelujah. A better resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when Jesus was crucified? Hallelujah. And it was such a shaking. Hallelujah. And the graves were open. Hallelujah. And it says out of those tombs came the saints of God bearing their bodies. Hallelujah. Going about the city saying how do you do I am Joseph hallelujah what would you do brother if somebody you knew that was dead knocked on your door and said here I am Joseph hallelujah you would probably scream and run out the back door hallelujah hallelujah There is something that God has for each and every one of you. And what he has for each and every one of you is no different than what he has for each and every one of you. It's the same. Hallelujah. What it determines is whether or not you want it. Whether or not you believe it. Hallelujah. Some of you we'll just slough it off you'll leave here tonight you'll fall back into your little ruts hallelujah and pursue the goal or the destiny that you have set in your mind hallelujah but some of you will change some of you will change Because some of you, the Spirit of God is talking to your heart. There's something that's sticking you. There's something that's stirring you. Hallelujah. And it's to those of you who have that stirring. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the disciples, as they were walking up down the road of Emmaus, And they were joined by Jesus Christ. And he began to relate to them their scriptures. Hallelujah. They said something was burning in their being. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There was a man that came into my mother's living room 40 some years ago. Hallelujah. And began to share with me the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. And I sat on the edge of my chair for the whole 2 weeks that he was there teaching us. Hallelujah. And I was into the word and I was into prayer and into God. Hallelujah. And as the man spoke, something was happening down inside of my being. Hallelujah. I had a family. I had a job. But every night at 7:00, I was in my chair in my mother's living room. Hallelujah. And every night, as long as the man was there, it was 2:00 in the morning before we broke up to go home. Hallelujah! You have to have the desire. You have to have the tenacity. If you put God on a clock, then God will just give you the little bit that the clock allows him for him to give you. Hallelujah! But you will miss the totality of what it is that God has for you as an individual. Hallelujah! They started a movement in the United States called the homeschooling movement. 5 minutes. Praise God. Click them off. They started a movement called the homeschooling movement. Hallelujah. And you know what it verified? Because in the beginning it was just Christians. Christians did not want to subjugate their children to the diabolical teachings that were going on in the school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teachings which are now being manifest blatantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a Christian goes into college, to university in the States, I can guarantee you he will come out an atheist. Hallelujah. I have over 40 years in church. Hallelujah. I have almost 50 years in church. Hallelujah. And can you imagine the amount of destruction that I have witnessed with regards to children and kids and teenagers and young adults? Hallelujah. Who were pipelined into their being all of the philosophies and the psychologies of world understanding. Hallelujah. 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 What was proven by that movement is that the emphasis was on the Bible. The emphasis was on the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The greater the participation in the Bible, the greater the participation in meditation and prayer and instructions in the Word. Hallelujah. The greater their academic excellence. Hallelujah. And you want to know something else? It's statistically proven. Homeschoolers did so much better than those who were going to the government schools. And they're still doing it. They're still doing it. They always measure higher, farther ahead, and they are good Christian people who believe in God. Hallelujah. God is giving you a choice. I hope you make the right decision. God bless you.